It's 102.3 Juice FM, Grand Forks at the Boundaries, biggest variety. I'm Alex Allen. We're here right now with Grand Forks ATV Club Vice President Mike DiGirolamo. We're talking about a helicopter crash that occurred over 60 years ago, really close to Christina Lake, actually, and the Grand Forks ATV Club's project to rediscover that plane crash site. So, Mike, why don't you take it away?
Well, we were approached in September 2017, kind of indirectly, but by a lady who resides in Creston. Her name is Georgie West, and her father was a pilot for the RCAF, flew helicopters. He was in the Second World War. During the Second World War, flew bombers. But in 1954, he was still, you know, back in Canada, but still in active service. And they were transporting a helicopter. It was a new machine, from the coast to Alberta. And they, through our area here, they were following the Santa Rosa summit, hit some, you know, in those days, I mean, they didn't have navigation like they do today, obviously, so they would follow various roads and highways, you know, to make sure they were on course. It was in the spring, they hit some bad weather at the Santa Rosa, ended up crashing between Christina Lake and Roslyn. Are you familiar with the old Santa Rosa highway that went from Christina Lake to Roslyn?
Yeah, is that kind of behind the old radio tower up in the mountains there, kind of?
Well, yeah, if you know, that, like, there's two summits you go over, right? Like, if you start out at Christina Lake, you go to the top of the first one. That's where the radio tower is, the microwave tower up there.
Yeah.
The Christina Crest Trail crosses right there. So down the back side of that mountain, you end up at Sheep Creek, right?
Okay.
And it was down the back side they crashed. They actually crashed into Santa Rosa Creek. It's not a large creek there, but they ended up going down. There was five people on the machine. Three perished, and there were two survivors. The two survivors managed to walk out onto the. Was probably about a 3-kilometer walk down Santa Rosa Creek, and they came out onto the old highway, and they were picked up by a couple of Department of Transport employees at the time, you know, when the province used to maintain its own highways.
Yeah.
This Georgie West, her dad was a pilot, and he was one of the fellows that was killed. Georgie at the time was 6 years old, I think, and her brother was about 8. And so raised, you know, for the rest of her childhood and through on by a single mother, always talked about, you know, the notion of going to visit where, you know, the crash site where her father died. So it was a dream of hers for years and years. And then she lives in Creston. She's a retired school teacher. She's about, I think she's around 67 years old now, something like that. And started to pursue, actually, she was contacted by a fellow in Germany that was writing a book, you know, about people, about the Second World War, but about people, you know, that served for various countries during the Second World War. And he wanted to do a story on, you know, include her dad in this story. So that kind of sparked her interest. And she decided that, geez, wouldn't it be nice if they could find the crash site. She'd also packed, she had a cross, metal cross built years and years ago that she'd packed around to various locations, always with the intention of taking there at some point.
Okay, and I imagine you guys, the Grand Forks ATV Club, probably had something to do with helping her do that.
She approached Boundary Archives, and then this forestry got involved a little bit, but in a roundabout way, it was suggested that maybe the Grand Forks ATV Club might help her locate the crash site, you know, because we take on those kind of projects. And nobody had been there, as far as we knew, for many years, almost since the crash itself, right? We'd heard rumor that a relative of one of the two Department of Transport employees used to go back and forth, you know, after the crash for years, had hiked and taken various people into the crash site. But when we followed up, we concluded that that really wasn't correct. We spoke to a descendant, and he said, no, it wasn't the case. In about October of 2018, there was about five of us from the club, you know, that took an active role in trying to, you know, take various pieces of information. We had, We obviously had accident reports from the, from the RCAF. We had, it was very newsworthy at the time when it crashed. So there were articles in the Nelson Daily News, the Trail Times. We did as much research as we could. And then in October of 17, we could even see what looked like old skid trail, using Google. And that we figured would take us fairly close to the crash site. So we kind of made what we thought was going to be a pilot trip using this old skid trail. Well, we cleared about a kilometer of it maybe off the Santa Rosa Highway, and it was just brutal, right? It was so grown in that there was no hope at all. Our plan was to take Georgie, and she wanted to take a couple family members with her as well. We were hoping to take them very close to the site using our ATVs, but it just wasn't possible. So after spending about 3 hours clearing a kilometer, we thought, well, maybe we'll just go on foot, and see how we make out, because we knew we were going to run out of time. So we hiked probably another 2.5-3 kilometers, very rough going. Five of us all had our own GPS, all had did our own programming, so that we thought we'd, take a kind of a consensus of everybody's information. And we eventually, three of us anyways, eventually managed to actually hit the crash site on the first attempt, which was pretty exciting. We'd read that some large cedar trees had been lobbed off, as a result of the accident. This is like, 60 years ago, a lot more than 60 years ago. So we knew that it was in a creek. So we started down this really steep embankment. We probably went down about 300 meters, and before we could hear a little bit of water running, and then we ended up right in the draw where the creek was. And a couple guys went in one direction, one in the other. I was walking along, and I looked up, and I saw a big old cedar tree that obviously the top had been radically taken off at some point. So I called the other fellas up. Two of us had metal detectors, and, within about 30 minutes, we were finding debris in the creek, that had washed down the creek. And within another 20 or 30 minutes, we were right at the crash site itself.
Wow, what'd you guys do?
We, took coordinates, of course, because all we had was rough coordinates prior to that. So we took coordinates of the actual site. And then, later that weekend, alerted Georgie that we had found the site, and obviously pretty excited, and made tentative arrangements to take her and some family members in the following June. So before doing that, we thought, well, we better find another route, right? Because where we went was pretty tough slugging. So we did, again, the same four or five members from the club went in advance of the scheduled date with her, went off of one of the switchbacks on the Santa Rosa, just found a much better, steep, mind you, very steep, but a much more conducive trail. We carved out a trail there to take her in. And then I think it was on June the 23rd, last year, 21st or 23rd, Georgie, her son, a nephew, and a cousin, and then five of us, and we went in and spent the day. Really neat. I don't know if you've seen the video that was produced. She's quite a lady, actually, and we'd talked several times before the actual date, and she told me, she said, well, I don't know exactly what I'm going to do, but I want to make it special. And then she eventually decided that she would kind of have a chat with her dad, at the site, and tell him about her life, the life of her brother, and, how his influenced hers and theirs, I should say. And it turned out to be pretty impressive little speech that she made. And, we put the cross up to commemorate the day. Basically that was about it. But if you haven't seen this video, I should pass it over to you because it really captures a moment, so to speak,
Okay. Well, I haven't seen it yet, but I'll definitely check it out. I'll also include that in the article for the listeners as well. They can check that out below.
Yeah.
So what next, is it done now? Are you still drawing attention to the crash site? Are you doing anything with this project?
I think she'd like to go back in again. When it was posted on, I think it's Kootenai now, but I'll have to confirm that. When it was posted, a few people picked it up, including a member of the force, and said that he looks forward to flying it at some point again, kind of flying the route. I haven't spoken to that individual personally, but I know that he kind of picked it up off of Facebook and said that those were his plans. And I asked that if he ever made the decision or made the flight, that he contact us. And, you know, I'd like to make arrangements to have Georgie join him if at all possible. And I did tell her what that could materialize. But and a kind of a sad possibility as well is it might have been burnt out. You know, that's never made it in last fall, but it's definitely right in the neck of the woods where the big Sheep Creek fire took place.
Oh, okay.
So we're hoping that it wasn't burnt, but there is more than a remote possibility that it might have been.
Okay, well, thank you a lot for your time today, Mike. We have gone far beyond the time that I told you this was going to take, so, you know, I'm really grateful. I'll include some links down below to a bunch of Grand Forks ATV Club stuff, but in the meantime, it's 102.3 Juice FM, Grand Forks, and the Boundary's biggest variety. Thanks for listening. I'm Alex Allen.